Hello, hello, hello.
As President Obama took the stage in a steamy agriculture shop at Northeast Iowa Community College, a crowd of about 200 people warmly greeted him. The president wasted little time before criticizing politicians in Washington for putting political parties before the country. But there was another goal for the day. Mr. Obama and members of the newly formed White House Rural Council wanted to hear from folks in Iowa on how to jumpstart the economy. The president says rebuilding the nation's economy will start in rural areas, not in Washington.
It's going to begin in the classrooms of community colleges like this one. It's going to start on the ranch lands and farms of the Midwest, in the workshops of basement inventors, in the storefronts of small business owners.
Attendees waited in anticipation to share their ideas with the president or members of his cabinet during breakout discussions. Family Farm Defenders Vice President Joel Greeno is a dairy farmer in Monroe County and was invited to the event. The president attended his group discussion, and Greeno brought up what he sees as the need to keep farming profitable for a variety of producers.
And I did speak directly with President Obama, and that again stressed the issue of farm gate prices and the need for balance in where I'm surrounded by ethanol plants, and that's been great for corn farmers, but me as a dairy farmer, I can't afford to compete in rent with the corn guys because I'm milking cows, so now I'm short of land and now I can't afford to buy the corn to feed my cows.
Greeno says people brought up many issues during his group discussion, and he's concerned the administration will continue to look out for corporate interests instead of family farms. He does say the White House Rural Council is a step in the right direction, but he hopes the council doesn't drag its feet to solve the problems. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack returned to Iowa for the forum, the state he formerly served as governor. He says the Rural Council has conducted more than 100 roundtable discussions nationwide. Vilsack recently met with people at Wisconsin State Fair, where he says people expressed concerns over the success of the state's cheese industry and unstable milk prices.
And so I tried to reassure them that we are working on trying to develop a more stable pricing system for dairy.
What that system is has yet to be determined. Although the White House is listening to people to find solutions, the president offered some suggestions of his own. He announced plans to encourage investments in rural small businesses and how to attract physicians to rural hospitals. Mr. Obama also had a wish list, which he says will help rural areas. He wants to cut the payroll tax, pass a road construction bill, connect young military veterans with skilled employers, and push more U.S. products worldwide.
We can create opportunities for training and education and good careers in rural America so young people don't feel like they've got to leave their hometowns to find work.
But people can't solely rely on the federal government to fix the economy. Rural leaders in Wisconsin have stressed the importance of everyone getting together and playing a role, from business owners to investors and farmers to concerned citizens. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.